B-Pod Studios.
95.1, home of Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Good morning.
Yellow.
Yo.
Welcome to
Honor the Dead, Yellow.
Monday, June 22nd, 2020. With Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Nodler Britt, of course, she's out on maternity leave with her baby boy, Jackson. But rumor has it she's going to be joining us later on this morning.
We're looking at having Ren on the air with us this morning, finding out everything that's happening in her world, Roy. But why don't we start off the morning with a summer? I'm feeling like very summer vibey.
Because it's hot as hell at 6 o'clock in the morning. It's sticky. I couldn't breathe when I went outside. Those are the reasons why you think it's summertime.
I am feeling that way. I am. I have my flip-flops on. I got my shorts on. And I think summer's here. And in honor of that, we'll start off with a Monday morning song.
You know, this isn't really about summertime. It's about something else.
Yeah, but it's cool for the summer, Roy.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Don't tell your mother.
I don't even really talk to her.
Got my mind on your body and your body on my mind.
It's okay. She's real mean. I guarantee you could find these song lyrics in Nicole Weaver, our producer's nightstand. If she had a nightstand, which I'm not sure she does. Yes, we are cool for the summer. We're actually here for you all summer long. Me, Roy, and Loren.
We'll experiment with you this summer. Come on, let's do it.
Experiment with us. We'll be cool for the summer. I like that. Oh, man. How about your weekend in 30, Roy? What'd you get into this weekend?
Oh, it was just awful.
No.
No, it wasn't that bad. It was kind of comical yesterday on Father's Day. We thought, you know, it'd be a good idea to go up to the lake, go to Hello Sailor, eat on the water, and have a good time. Well, we get up to Hello Sailor, and nothing, by the way, we looked online, and it didn't say this online, but when we got there, they're like, oh, yeah, it's reservation only.
Mm.
Oh, I don't know. I just drove 30 minutes all the way up here for nothing. They're like, but don't worry, go downstairs and put your to-go order in, and you can eat on the picnic tables near the water.
Okay.
Fantastic. Go downstairs, an hour wait for to-go food.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, okay, well, that's not going to work. So then we left there, and we're, like, in Cornelius just trying to find something. Found this burger place, order food to go. We leave, and it's not our order. It's not our food. So we have to, like, turn around.
Wait, you got the bag in the car and
stuff?
Bag
in the car. We're driving down the road. Sterling's starving. I'm like, go ahead and have a French fry. Well, there's no fries. And I'm like, oh, they forgot your fries? It's not even our food.
Wait a minute. Who orders food from a burger place and doesn't order the fries?
I knew it was an issue when it was a salad. I was like,
whose order was that?
Who orders a salad? So we turn around, and they immediately gave us the food. Of course, my burger wasn't right. It was dry. It was crap. But, you know, you're forced to eat it.
Yeah.
Because you're starving.
That sucks.
And then we ordered Chipotle to try to redeem ourselves for dinner that night. And they brought us the wrong food.
We just had a horrible day
for food.
I think we're in a Mercury retrograde.
You got
to check. You got to double check everything. You make plans, triple check them.
But it was good. I sold the Ren this weekend.
Oh, you did?
I did.
What'd you do?
I brought her food.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, I brought her food and I saw Jackson.
You were allowed in?
Yeah, I was actually surprised. I wasn't planning. I had the car running.
Right.
And then they kind of welcomed me in. And then I didn't really know what to do because I'm like, I'm not supposed to be here.
Right.
Because there's a quarantine. But it was this very I don't know what to do moment.
Yeah, yeah.
But they, like, invited me in, but I didn't want to go in.
Okay.
You know, but so we stood by the door, and I kept trying to leave.
Did you hold the baby?
Oh, no.
No.
No. Looked at him, though, from afar.
Did he smile at you?
No.
Okay.
No, but I brought her food, which that, of course, was a whole complicated mess.
So that's interesting, too, because I was the one that told you we need to do that, and then you leapfrogged me and brought her food, and I'm doing it this week.
Oh, well, you should act sooner.
Did you and Nicole go in together?
I just did me and Sterling.
Did you set Loren up with food?
No. Because
you said Roy and I were doing it together, and then I saw that, so that threw me off. So I was like, well, great, now I have to feed seven people by myself.
Well, I just recommend it because I said Amanda and I can go as, you know, a family, and then you two could go.
Right. Well, I was with Sterling, you know.
So the three, yeah, I guess. All right, I'll put your name on mine if you want.
Yeah, just, yeah.
Springer, love the Maney family and Nicole.
Springer cleaned you and she'd be happy.
That's true, but
I'm pretty much family anyways.
Yeah, you are.
But we were out and about shopping for patio furniture Saturday, so we brought her food.
Okay, good. So I got a haircut on Saturday, as you can see. Lovely haircut. And so my hairstylist, Kelly, is a guy. And he said, I can't believe that you didn't hit me up and ask me, you know, to come to your house and give you a trim. And I was like, oh, I wanted to. You know, but I DM'd you and you didn't hit me back. He goes, you didn't DM me. I go, yeah, I did. And I looked and I didn't. I DM'd like, he's like Cuts by Kelly or something. And I DM'd like, Kelly does cuts or something.
Yeah.
And then I looked further and the guy like lived in Seattle.
He's like, who is this random person wanting me to come to their house in Charlotte?
Yeah, I DM'd him. I'm like, dude, I'm missing you, bro. I need a haircut.
That's funny.
Yeah, so somebody got that DM. And then yesterday we went to the Ant Springs Greenway down in Fort Mill for, like, we did, like, a morning walk with the family and had lunch there.
That's
set
nice.
Up a little towel on the grass, sat in the shade and had lunch. And then last night we ordered Italian food that was delivered to the house. And that was it. That was my Father's Day.
No,
got nice
great.
Gifts.
What'd you get?
Well, I got an air compressor.
Okay.
Which I told you I was you no surprise because the box showed up as an air compressor. And I was the only one home when the box arrived. And then I got, my wife got me like a tiki drink thing. Cause you know, I love the whole Polynesian tiki drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like three different mixes that you can make.
Okay.
And the tiki glasses and stuff.
That's fun.
So I'm into that. And Dean made me a nice card and that was it. So it was
a
good Father's Day.
Wonderful Father's
yeah.
Day.
Yep. All right. Up next, we got to tell you everything going on in the world. Disney's opening, they're doing something special. A man wins the lottery because his wife was in the bathroom. We'll explain that. That happened in South Carolina. And Loren's going to join the show 7:30 this morning, 7:35-ish. Anything else?
No, it's going to be a big show. As long as you are in the passenger seat with us, I'm going to take you for a ride.
Summer. Let's go.
This is the MRL Show with Maney, Roy, and Loren.
So Disney's opening up on the 11th of July. I was supposed to be there next week.
Yeah, next week.
Was my week off, yeah.
I was kind of surprised we're still moving forward with the opening, because isn't Florida becoming the new epicenter?
The new hotspot?
Yeah, what they're saying.
Yeah, but I guess it's Miami-Dade County from what I read.
Okay.
And, like, Orlando up north is okay. And then there was something, Roy, where 400 people at the Orlando airport tested positive to COVID, but then that turned out not to be true.
Who knows?
Sometimes,
anymore.
Well, they actually, the CEO of, like, the airport made an announcement, like an official announcement. He's like, let me clarify something. 400 people were tested, and I think only a handful came back positive.
Oh, okay.
So the story got out faster than the information did, but Disney World in Orlando just announced their new Disney Park Pass system. Park goers will now be required to make a reservation before visiting the park.
Which is what happened to me when I visited a restaurant. They said, you got to make a reservation. I said, you can't just show up and eat?
Not anymore. It's okay. 2020, bro.
Okay.
Due to space limitations, park hopping is not allowed, and guests can only make a reservation for one park per day.
Oh.
So gone are the days of you being able to go to the Magic Kingdom and then jumping over to Epcot for dinner.
Well, sometimes you would, you know, spend one day here, another day there, another day, you know.
Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom are set to open July 11th, while Epcot and Hollywood Studios will open July 15th.
What do you think happened there? They need another week to get ready.
what happened there? They have more spaces to clean? I don't know. One of the biggest changes, though, they said that they hope to bring back the ability to visit more than one park per day, quickly.
I didn't. Now, I always knew people would, you know, one day is going to be Disney Day, another day is going to be this day. I never knew that people try to do both in one day.
A lot of people try.
That's too much in one day.
Well, not if you do, like, so let's say obviously, for me and my family with the kids, Magic Kingdom is going to be more of a spot for us than Epcot.
Mm-hmm.
So we would do Epcot in the morning, hit a couple things,
yeah,
and then jump over to the Magic Kingdom for the rest of the day. That's something like that. You know what I mean? Or you could go to like Animal Kingdom for a little while, throw some food at the animals, head out.
Well, I saw where Disney's doing the wristband unlocking things. They're trying to make things less touchy.
Yeah.
Which is really nice.
Yeah, so they'll figure it out. I mean, if anybody's going to figure it out, it's going to be Disney.
They got all the money in the world.
And then I wanted to just share this story with you. A South Carolina man said that because his wife's urgent bathroom break had to happen, it led him to winning a scratch-off. He told the South Carolina Education Lottery officials he and his wife made a stop at a food mart, and she needed to use the restroom. The man said he decided to fill up his gas tank while he was waiting. By the way, she had gone to the bathroom only an hour earlier, so he was annoyed at the whole stop anyway, he said. And then he saw another person at the pump scratching off a lottery ticket. So as his wife walked out of the bathroom, he walked into the store and got a scratch-off, scratched it off and won $500,000.
Wow. That's unbelievable. And that, you said that was in South Carolina?
Yep. In Anor, A-Y-N-O-R. What?
Nothing.
The husband insisted that it was because of her bathroom break that he got that $500,000 scratch off. He would have stopped if it wasn't for her.
I heard that if you get a scratcher, if your top of the scratcher has a white line at the very top, it means it's a winner.
Really?
I haven't confirmed it because I don't buy scratchers often, but I heard that if there's you know where they rip it off?
Yeah.
If that area is white, and that's a winner.
Maybe somebody can verify for that that for us. 704-570-9595. Is Roy right? Is there like a line on the top of your scratch off?
That's what I heard. I don't know. I don't know.
And who out there listening has won the most on a scratch off? Just out of curiosity, I wonder.
I've only won like $50, and that was me. I thought I hit the big time.
That is big time because I usually win like one free drink,
you know, or like a dollar.
Yeah, and it's not even worth the gas to go back.
Like it's never, I never in the green, you know. I always get like my money back for the scratcher. But the guy, he won that much money?
$500,000.
Unbelievable.
Because his wife needed to use the bathroom.
Unbelievable.
All right, 704-570-9595. Scratch off jockeys. We need to know if that white line up top is, does that show that there's a winner? And we want to know how much you've won. We'll do that. Plus, we got to talk about a guy who wants to propose in a very strange spot and needs to know whether or not he should do it. It's all coming up in less than 10, Roy.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So we were talking about how this woman in South Carolina had to use the bathroom an hour after she already did it. And understandably, her husband reluctantly pulled over and let her go to the restroom. And while she did that, he topped off his gas tank and saw somebody doing a scratch off at the tank next to him, you know, at the pump. And then so he went inside as she was coming out of the bathroom, and he's like, I'm going to go get a scratch off.
Okay.
Scratched it off and won $500,000. It has nothing to thank but his wife's restroom break.
Amazing.
It really is. So we want to know, how often does that happen where you scratch off and get a big winner? We got a text from someone who knows somebody who won big, Roy. But Whitney in Vail wants to check in and say hi to you this morning.
Hey, Whitney.
Hi.
Welcome to the Mania Roy and the Red Morning Show. You know, you work at a gas station, so maybe you can provide some insight here. I heard through the grapevine that the part when, you know, when they rip off the lottery ticket, if that area where they ripped off is white, then it's a winner. Is that true?
No, not totally accurate, because some people base it on the white line, some people base it on the numbers. There's a very few in there that have the winners, and most of the winners are towards the end of the roll.
Ooh, now that's good insight. So now I know if it looks like the roll hasn't been touched, I'll go for something else.
Yeah.
Are you working at the gas station right now?
Actually, no. I am currently a student for Health and Human Services. But I've worked there since I was 20 years old, and I'm almost 30 now.
What's the biggest winner you've gotten?
So far, with my husband going to the other cashier, my husband's won up to about $300 just back-to-back one time.
Wow.
That's awesome.
I think that's great.
And then can the cashier just give him the cash right out of the register?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Sorry.
Don't you love it when
it's
that happens?
It's okay, Whitney. All right, you have a great day, student Whitney. She had a radio on, too.
Is that what we were hearing in the
background? I think so.
I thought she was at school. I like it when someone calls you a ma'am, and or, you know what I mean? When the gender thing happens, it's so funny to me.
Yeah.
Because you're embarrassed, you know.
We got a text from someone who said, a coworker of mine, her husband won $10 million last June from a scratch-off from a store in Charlotte on his lunch break.
And no way. Did they really give out $10 million on a scratch-off? You know, I see where it says you could win whatever million, but I always imagine that that's not real.
I agree. And I don't even remember seeing a story about this, but maybe there was. I do remember that story where someone won all that money down in South Carolina, and nobody claimed it. Do you remember that? And
they
finally claimed it with like 2 weeks to go.
But I heard they did that for accounting reasons.
They were
getting everything aligned.
Yeah. All right. We need your help on this. Jeff sent us a message. And it's Jeff in quotes, so I imagine that's not his real name.
Okay.
He said, hey, guys. I met my girlfriend 2 years ago while in line for the porta potty at our county fair. I let her cut in front of me because she really had to go and because she was really hot, LOL. She thanked me and we started talking and spent the rest of the day together. We moved in together 6 months later, and now I have finally saved enough money to get her an engagement ring. And I want to propose to her at the end of the summer, and I thought a really funny thing to do would be to rent a porta potty, have it delivered to my front yard, and surprise her by saying, will you marry me, in front of a porta potty.
You know what she's not going to find funny? Is a porta potty.
So he goes on to say, I think it's a great idea and it'll be hilarious, but my sister says, no way, you can't do that. And if there's anyone out there who thinks that doing this is a good idea, it's me. I will raise my hand.
Well,
I
think you proposed I find in a cemetery.
That, I find that so funny and so unique.
But would they find that funny and unique?
Who's they? Her?
Yeah.
I think she would have to, don't you think?
Oh, no. I you know, when I see Porta-Johns, I think they're so disgusting to begin with. they're a desperation move. You know what I mean? Like, it is tough times if you're using a Porta-John. No one seeks out the Porta-John. No one's driving down the road and goes, oh, you know, instead of stopping by the gas station, there's a job site with a Porta-John. Let me go there. It's like the thing that you have to do.
Well, of course, they were at the county fair, whatever county they were in, when they needed to use it.
It's not a good thing.
I don't think he's going to use it unless she says no, and then he can go hide in there.
You can hide in there. Don't come near me. Don't talk to me.
Are you still out there? Go away.
That's nice.
I don't want to talk to you.
If he has to use the restroom, he can just go. And I guess on a plus side, it's going to be fresh and new, so he doesn't have to worry about someone destroying it ahead of him.
I think it is a spectacular idea. And I wonder if anyone else thinks that this is a unique and funny idea. And Roy, you're right. I did propose to my wife out in front of her dad's cemetery plot because I thought that, you know, he would want my, you know, he would want me to ask him.
Okay.
And what am I going to do? Go there alone?
And,
be like, hey, how you doing, Bubba? That was his name, Bubba. I was just wondering if I can marry your wife, Amanda.
Your wife? Your daughter?
My girlfriend at the time, yeah. My girlfriend, Amanda, your daughter. Do you think I can marry her? What was that?
Bird poops on you.
Yeah. Well, told you I heard a thunder strike, really hard thunder strike when I proposed to her.
And you guys took that as a good sign?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was the earth and the weather working together, Roy.
That's not a good sign.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So a guy named Jeff sent us a message and said that he proposed to his girlfriend at a county fair a few years ago. Well, I guess a year ago. And he wants to know if he should rent a porta potty and have it delivered to his house because they met in line at the fair. He let her cut in front of her at the porta potty. And I think it's a spectacular idea. His sister, on the other hand, said there's no way. So he's like, I figured I would just throw it out there to you guys and let you discuss. Roy, you're not for it.
No. No. I'm not for it. I don't think Port-a-Johns are cute. I don't think that's a memory. I mean, unless they love sharing that story over and over and over. But
it doesn't even really come up that much.
The story how you met?
Yeah. Well, the story about how your proposal story doesn't come up that much. Because I did propose to my wife in front of her dad's cemetery plot. And Amanda, admittedly, you've heard on the show, she's like, I didn't love that idea.
Yeah, because when you tell that story, it sounds awful.
But we don't really tell it that often.
How long did it take for you to plan the proposal?
So she said to check with her mom. She's like, if you have any questions about whether or not I'm going to like the surprise that you're going to give me when you propose to me, check with my mom.
Oh, so she was like that aware.
Well, she knew it was coming.
Okay.
We had ring shopped and stuff.
Okay.
So I checked with her mom and I gave her three options. And she didn't like any of the three. She gave me her own option, and I didn't love that option.
You defied the mother. Now, how much time took place between the time the mom gave you recommendations to the point you said, screw you, I'm doing my own thing?
A month.
A month?
Yeah.
Now, did you give her a heads up that, hey, I'm not doing any of that?
I think so. I think I said, I'm going to do my own thing. She's like, well, you're on your own. And then you know what? You know what else? So I proposed to her on like a Friday night.
Uh-huh.
And it was probably like around 5 p.m. I picked her up from work. We went to the cemetery.
Did she know?
What?
Did she know? Like, could you tell?
She kind of knew. I was a nervous wreck out in front of her work.
You just
fumbling the ring.
You want to get in the car?
My heart rate's at like...
Can't even talk right.
Can't even talk. And she gets in the car and go, hey, Manny. You know, you're saying the wrong name.
Hey, Manny, we're going to go.
Oh, God, I'm so stupid. I'm Manny.
That's so funny.
So I wanted to make it casual, and the restaurant that we were going to happened to be, we passed her dad's cemetery in Memphis.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, hey, you know what? We should stop by, and we have some time to kill. Show me your dad's plot.
What if she was like, no, not the mood?
Then I would have went to plan B.
Which would be at the restaurant?
Yeah. So then we proposed, and she did think it was sweet. There's something to inside her that she thought it was sweet, and I thought it was a good connection between me, her, and her dad, okay, mm-hmm. who I'd never met. And then we went to the restaurant, and we had a celebratory dinner, took pictures, texted everybody, hey, we're engaged. And then it was after that, Nicole, that got my wife most mad. I went to work. I worked a club.
That night you went to a club?
That night I went to work. Oh. I had to pay for the ring.
And so she probably wanted to go back, have a romantic evening back at the house.
She was not happy that we went to the club. And I didn't find out till later because she wasn't telling me that night. She was still kind of in all of her glory. Yeah. And she was kind of like, I can't believe that this is really happening. But I saw it as like, hey, I go to this club for 2 hours from 10 to midnight.
Make your calls. I'll be back.
Well, no, come with me. Show it off.
Oh, that's the move you went down. Okay.
Yeah. You know, like I'm in the club and I'm like, you know, I'm happy too. Let me find some. What would we have played back in like 2009 when I got engaged?
I got a feeling.
Yeah. Like the Black Eyed Peas, you know,
that's like a 2009.
Yeah, like something like this, Roy. I'd be like, all right, what's up, everybody? It's Maney. We are live from Stella Maris here in Memphis.
Gotta get dip.
Big shout out to my wife, Amanda, who just became the future Mrs. Maney. Feel free to come up and look at the ring. Show it off, Amanda. Yeah. All the ladies to the dance floor, don't forget $2 well drinks, $3 you call it.
And don't you buy me a shot. I'm taking ladies.
Yeah, that's right. It was something like that. So you can see why she was so annoyed by the whole thing.
Yeah, I'd say so.
704 says, I think it's awesome that he remembers... hold on, I lost it. Okay, I think it's awesome that he remembers where they met, and that's how he wants to propose. But his sister thinks it's a bad idea. You say it's a bad idea. I say it's a good idea, Jeff. I don't know what to tell you, dude.
I mean, he can be, like, in the Port-a-John, and he can be taking forever. She's banging on, like, hey, come on, let's hurry up. What are you doing in there? Opens the door, and he's on a knee.
In the porta-potty? That's too much. He should do it in front of the porta-potty.
That's too much.
Not inside the porta-potty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, do it in front of the porta-potty. Stand in line and just say, hey, honey, go ahead, get in front of me, and then say, now turn around, and when she turns around, he's on a knee. Bang.
still sounds like an awful idea.
Okay.
Hey, you may have been playing this in the club back in the day. This is an old song, too.
Maybe. Good luck, Jeff. It's Maney, Roy, and Loren.
Got to get up. Welcome to the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss95.1, who is
got
this?
To get up. Hey. Got
to get up. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss95.1.
Yeah, in about 30 minutes, Loren is going to be joining us here on the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. She has been off on maternity leave with her new son, Jackson. So we'll be checking in with how the mommy world's going.
Got a sensual survey for you coming up in just about 15 minutes, too. Brand new one from Roy. I love this. This is from the Whisper app. And it is why couples reveal the fact that they lie about how they met. A lot of people say they met their husband here. Someone says, I met my husband on Craigslist 8 years ago. I was lonely and put up an ad for a friend, and we've been inseparable since. However, we lie about how we met. Not a single soul knows that we didn't meet at a luncheon.
I met him through a one-night stand, through a Craigslist ad. Back before dating apps.
What are some other reasons why you would lie about how you met, other than the fact that you didn't want to tell anyone that you met online?
I don't know. I mean, like, I met my boyfriend Sterling through Tinder, and that's not cool. You know what I mean? Like, that's not, I mean, it's not a great story. It's like, oh, we swiped right.
Yeah. Do you tell people that, or are you afraid to tell people that?
Oh, I don't care about telling people.
Will you tell your kids that?
Yeah, I guess so. Because then, I guess that would be the norm then, but.
Someone here said on the Whisper app, I'm embarrassed that my child is a product of a Tinder hookup, so I lie about how we met.
Tinder hookup. Well, it's funny because, you know, in the gay world, they got Grindr's the hookup app, and then Tinder at that time was the dating app. And so I was on the dating app Tinder.
Okay.
Nowadays, though, I think things are different.
You would have been on Grindr, but there's a lot of gay people on Tinder too, right?
No, I think Grindr still serves its purpose, but I think Tinder now is more hookup from what I hear.
Right, but it's for both gay and straight people,
well,
right?
Yeah, anyone can use
it. Yeah.
Someone
said, my wife and I lie about how we met. The truth is, I was her felony probation officer.
Oh, that's awesome.
How did you meet, and why do you lie about it? That's what we want to know at 704-570-9595.
That's the only criminal I know that gets excited when the PO checks in with them.
How about this one? I was a cam girl and he was a customer. We ended up meeting in real life and fell for each other. We definitely lie about how we met.
What? How much was he paying before? He probably was better off as a customer.
Yeah, we haven't been furniture since. All right, give us a shout.
We used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
We used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Patrick? Patty? Pat? Patrick?
Hey, are you?
Oh, I think we have that delay.
Hello?
Hey. Okay, I just want to make sure we can hear each other.
I'm sorry, who is that?
It's Roy Brown. I'm from the U.S. Census Bureau. We are the people that do the counts. I got your paperwork in, and it looks like we have some questions missing, and I wanted to call you on the phone to knock it out.
Okay.
At what age does adjustable beds look like a good idea?
I'm sorry, what kind of beds?
Adjustable beds, like the elderly sleep in.
I don't... 65? I don't know. What?
Did you ever get your friend to ask your mom for a sleepover because she would have told you no?
Wait... I'm sorry, what was this about again?
It's about your childhood. Now, let's go ahead and try your mind's ability, okay? These are riddles.
Okay.
Imagine there's a room with no windows or doors, and it's filling up with water. How do you get out? The answer is you quit imagining that there's a room, because I told you at the beginning, they imagine there's a room, you just don't imagine.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm really confused about who this is.
Is Mr. Brown, U.S. Census Bureau? Keep up, Patrick. Is your belly button your old mouth?
No.
If you had the ability to walk through walls, how long would it take for you to realize that ability?
It wouldn't take me any time because I knew that I had the ability.
Is someone angry at you for taking their username?
This is just stupid.
Name three consecutive days without using the word Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
This is dumb. What does this have to do with anything?
Your mind? Senseless?
Your mind? Senseless. Holy cow. Oh, that's so funny. What is the answer to that day question?
It is yesterday, today, tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look at you. Oh, so funny. Is your belly button your old mouth? Technically, it was.
Yeah, technically.
Oh, man. The Senseless Survey. It happens every Monday, every Wednesday this summer, 7:20. And then we get it again for you at 9:20 so that you can catch it later on in the show if you missed it.
Summer, summer, summer. So Charlotte, so listen. This is the MRL Show.
Being outside, warm weather, shorts at the pool, just enjoying
summertime.
This is an exciting moment. Oh, we're not rolling cameras for this moment.
So she said she didn't want to be on camera.
Okay. All right, we have R. Loren back on with the Manny Boy and the Ram Morning Show.
Hi, kids. I miss you.
Good morning.
You. How's it going, Mom?
Oh, it's going. You know, I've got all the mom symptoms, new mom symptoms again. I'm tired. My boobs hurt.
Yeah.
Are you still breastfeeding?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you. Is this longer than you did with Cash?
No, I was still breastfeeding when I came back to work with Cash. Oh, I mean, yep. I was pumping the majority of the
You're
time,
right.
remember? Because yep. it was like the loudest pump ever in the studio.
We would be doing a break and being on the air, and you hear like in the background, you're like, wah, 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 wah.
I got to see Baby Jackson over the weekend. I was so excited for that.
Yeah.
I guess
my boy Roy, he dropped off some food. He was awesome.
Yeah, I guess we need to start there. I hate starting on a negative note. There's a couple things we need to fill you in on, and then we'll get to the good stuff, okay?
Okay.
Do you want to do it that way?
Sure.
Okay, let's just do it that way.
Sounds like you have a plan.
Well, because Roy's got to tell you something that he blurted out on air about you that I don't think anybody should have known.
Oh, we're going to bring that up?
We're going to bring that up.
I didn't know we were going to bring that up.
You blurted it out on the air. Anybody that listens to the podcast, of our replay of our show is going to know.
I was hoping she would never know.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have if Roy was on my good side.
Well, he reminded everyone that you have a secret bank account and a secret credit card.
Mm. Which isn't, you know, you could probably imagine that. And I also, you know what, I'll just get it out now. Let's just deal with it now. I said that your husband doesn't know how much money you make.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
There we go. Okay, and are you mad at me for saying that?
No, I'm not. And by the way, the secret bank account is only a secret to one person.
To him. That's why every time we talk about it, he's out of town. That's how that conversation starts. Yeah. So Dallas is out of town, so I'll tell you this. We hear that all the time.
Well, now he's in town, and I just let all your secrets out.
It's okay. He's watching the baby.
So then my issue is that I said to Amanda, I said, hey, we got to get Loren food. You know, that's what you do. When the baby comes, you get food, you bring the food over, and you see the baby. Well, obviously, mm-hmm. we can't come to the house to see the baby, so we want to order food for you and have it delivered. And I said to Roy and Nicole, I said, you guys, I'll do one with my wife, Amanda, and then you and Roy, Nicole, can get together and bring food, you know, jointly to Loren, because there's like 12 people in the house that need to be fed.
Right.
So we come in this morning. Roy does his weekend in 30 seconds and proceeds to tell me that he came to your house yesterday and delivered food.
What's the big deal?
You leapfrogged me. I wanted to go first.
You wanted to go first. You never said that you have to be the first one. You said, yo, we should get food for the rent. And I said, oh, yeah, you know, I didn't want. I forgot that that was even a thing because I don't know many people with kids. I forgot, like, that's what you do.
So you're welcome for reminding you.
Thank you for reminding me, like, that's what you do for people. I always just remember when people die, you bring them food. But evidently, when they're born and when they die, you bring food.
It's a whole phenomenon.
Yeah. When one person starts and another person ends, you bring food, okay? I didn't realize that it had to be required that you had to be first because you were the reminder.
I just didn't expect you to leapfrog me. That's
how come
all.
And you quick enough,
Nicole?
Well, but see, that was tough from the beginning because Sterling and I are kind of our own unit. and we were going to do something. How am I supposed to
coordinate? I feel like we have this fight every single time somebody has a baby.
We can't get it right.
No, we can't get anything right. I was out Saturday. I was texting Loren, and I wanted to bring her food, and she told me that no one's, she needed food, like, immediately. I was like, oh, well.
It sucks, Loren. I said the same thing to my wife. I said, you know, she's probably not getting a lot of meals because you do that to meet the child as well. Right. So it's like you come and you bring the food. Well, COVID-19 has prevented any of us from seeing baby Jackson yet, personally.
Which I was so shocked, Loren, when you invited me into your home.
You've been like crazy quarantined, and so have I.
I mean, I
wasn't going to let you hold the baby, but...
But, like, even, like, we kept the car running and the door open. And then when you kind of, like, signaled for us to go in, I was like, I don't know the rules here. What are
Were you masked up?
I was masked. And then I took it off because no one else was wearing a mask, and I felt stupid.
We were just standing in the hallway, like, in the by the front door. The door's open, you know?
Roy didn't come in and sit down?
No.
I was just... How long did you stay?
Just maybe for a couple minutes, but I was expecting, like, to be a DoorDash delivery. You know what I mean? Like, drop the food off and leave. But then the baby was there, and I wanted to see Jackson, and Cash was being awesome.
And not only am I starving, but I'm starving for, like, human interactions.
Don't leave me. Holding on to his leg because it's somebody different than the five people you're quarantined with.
My mom's gone now, so it's like just the three adults, yeah.
When did Dana leave?
She left last Sunday, and I cried like a child.
Isn't that way ahead of when she was supposed to leave?
No, she was...
Did you throw her out?
I didn't throw her out.
Okay.
She's coming back. She left her dogs at home, and something happened at home. It was
okay.
A whole thing.
Okay. It's never easy.
No.
And then I deliver more stuff to Loren's house. I mean, I deliver stuff. She's like, hey.
You really do.
Manny, can you bring something that I left at the station? And then, like, our big boss, Walter, and his awesome wife got a package for you, and I dropped that off at your house. Mm-hmm. But I don't come in. I don't even ring the bell. I just leave it and roll.
Well, that's what I was expecting to do with the food. And then I got to see the cute little baby boy, Jackson.
What'd you bring her, food-wise?
I brought her, it just opened up Friday. It's called Little Mamas, which I thought
it was
delicious. I thought it was a whole different concept, but it's just the place in South, the place in Charlotte.
Okay.
Just the South Park version.
Didn't we just hire a radio guy named Little Mama?
I think so. Down in Florida or something.
All right, can you hang with us?
Yeah.
Because we cleared out all the controversy. Now let's get to the good stuff and find out how life is. You, the mommy of two beautiful baby boys. I want to hear how Cash is doing with him and how Jackson's doing. And then I have a question about the birth process.
Okay.
All right, we'll get into that at 7:50. It's Loren Live, you guys. Don't go anywhere.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren at KISS 95.1.
Loren is on with the Manny, Roy, and the Loren Morning Show.
Hey, guys.
It's your first time really checking in with us since, I know you popped on a little bit after baby Jackson was born, but it's our first little long-form conversation that we've had with you.
A lot of people texting in saying, so good to hear Loren. Somebody else, 90, sends a text message and says, remember when Cash was born and Manny took food on his own and that pissed off Nicole and Roy?
That's what I said. Every time that we have a baby, somebody has a baby, we have this argument.
So now you know what we felt like. How many years ago was that, too? And now you know
Cash is about to be four.
Okay, now you know how we felt 4 years ago.
All right, well, I'll bring you a meal this week, I promise.
Thanks, buddy.
What is it like? What is it that you've forgotten in 4 years about having a baby and mommy life with a baby, with an infant?
Oh, buddy, I've forgotten everything. Like, I know mom brain is like a real thing, but I'm on a text chain with like eight of my girlfriends who... Every person on the text chain is either just had a baby or is pregnant. And the conversations that we all have are incredible. Like, nobody remembered anything. All I remembered is that I was going to be tired. But like, even giving baby a bath, like, oh my gosh, the first time Dallas and I bathed baby Jackson, first of all, he peed everywhere like twice on Dallas, and then Dallas picked him up to wash his hair. I can't say it with a straight face. Dallas picked him up to wash his hair, and he pooped all over him. And it was like projectile, and the sound that it made sounded fake. Dallas's face was awesome.
Like, if you were, if you had video of that, it would definitely go viral. It was that funny.
Oh, my gosh. So viral. I mean, it sounded like a fake sound effect. He looked at me like, did that just happen?
Poor Dallas. He's the nicest guy. Best dad. And he gets pooped on.
You don't know.
Right before, he was like icing his elbow before that, and Cash took his ice pack and was like wearing it on his head. I was like, you're just getting abused by these boys right now.
You know what I love about that story? Is because you texted us when that happened, and then just that evening you posted this beautiful photo of Jackson all wrapped up. No mentions about the destruction and disaster that only occurred an hour ago.
There's real life and there's Insta life.
And I'm looking at an Instagram photo. I'm like, only people know that there was projectile mess going on there.
How's Cash doing with baby Jackson, your 3-year-old son?
He's doing good. We actually had a photographer, my girlfriend Katrina, came to take newborn photos of Jackson, and Cash got to hold Jackson for the first time, and you can just see in his face in the photos like how excited he is. But again, like, just forgetting, you know, the little things. But Cash sees like us bounce the baby and like pat the baby on the bum to like put the baby down. So he's holding the baby in the chair and he starts like shaking the baby. And we're like, no.
Get the baby, get the baby.
And, but you and his tell it scared, yeah, it scared Cash because he like stopped. But then he had this huge smile on his face.
Yeah. I saw that photo shoot. Those pictures were sweet. We, by the way, have pictures of baby Jackson, Loren's new baby boy, up at the MRL show on Insta and kiss95.1.com. You can go look at them. Okay, so he comes out with a full head of hair.
Oh, so much hair.
We had a discussion on the air without you, and I said, I wonder if it tickled. And that's the reaction I got from Roy, and I said, I'm going to ask Loren when we have her on. I can imagine a baby with a full head of hair coming out. It's got to tickle on the way out, no?
Buddy, I had an epidural. I couldn't feel anything. Okay. Tell me that baby had hair.
By the way, it's the baby comes out wet. It's not like it's a, it's a troll doll tickling everything on the way out.
And we do have...
He does look like a troll doll.
We do have audio of you giving birth, and I didn't know if you had heard this or not.
That's it.
There you are.
Tickled because of the hair. Tickled on the way out. What is wrong with you?
Oh, my gosh. So invasive.
Listen, that baby's got a rockin' Dallas head of hair, and I thought maybe it would tickle. Moms are spilling water on babies in a new TikTok trend. Are you on that?
Yeah, I've seen that.
I don't even know what that is yet.
Yeah, it's where this song plays, and it's so stupid. It's like, ooh, ooh, ooh. And when you do the grunting part, you throw water all over your baby to the song.
And take video of it.
And take video of it, and the baby freaks out.
Good. I mean, for real?
Are you going to do it? It's one of the most popular TikTok trends right now, and I even saved this article and typed Ren underneath it.
No, I think I'm going to wait to throw anything on my baby.
Okay, last thing before we let you go. It's Loren here with the Manny Roy and Loren show. When will you take him out? When will we get to see him? What's the doctor saying about COVID-19 and the baby?
So, doctor is saying that like things are changing constantly, so just kind of keep in touch with us. Originally, they said 3 to 4 weeks. So... because, you know, you're supposed to keep the baby pretty much quarantined for 6 weeks anyway. But, like, COVID-wise, they were like, just be safe and be smart. And if people are in your bubble and they've been in a bubble, then, you know, then that's okay. But if they haven't been in your bubble and you're not sure, then no.
Yeah. Can we come over and sit outside and see him from a distance?
Yes.
Okay.
So you can do that. And that's what I told Roy. I was like, next time you come, I was like, we'll sit in the backyard. We'll have a glass of wine.
Have you drank yet?
Just chill. Yes, I have.
Oh, good.
How was that a glorious moment?
It was good. I've only had two glasses on one glass twice on two separate occasions.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for checking in. We'll let you go back and get with baby Jax and Cash. We love you. We miss you. And
love you guys too. Miss you.
I figured the next time I actually see like Roy's back in the studio, the next time we see Loren in the studio, it's probably not going to be until September.
That's if. I mean, who knows how this whole COVID-19 thing goes on.
Yeah.
Because we can't sit in the studio 6 feet apart with Loren in here.
No.
Yeah, it's too many people.
Yeah, you wouldn't be 6 feet apart from Roy.
No. Yeah. So who knows?
It's very sad. Very sad to see your empty seat over there.
Well, maybe when you guys come over for a glass of wine, we can do a rap party.
Okay. Oh, that's great. Okay.
Sounds good. The rap party podcast. All right, Loren, thanks for jumping on with us. Say hi to everybody, okay?
Yep. No All problem.
Right. There she is, Loren, you guys.
Summer. Let's go.
This is the MRL Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
This. We've been sitting on this for a while, and I've been looking forward to getting to this because Roy does a senseless survey where he asks ridiculous questions, but sometimes those questions need answers.
Right.
Like, you ask funny questions, and I really like to hear the answers. Then you have these random questions that I love, and we're going to do Roy's random questions.
Okay. So, yeah, I have some things that if you can answer, feel free to give us a phone call here in the studio, 704-570-9595. How about this one? How many times have you and your significant other broken up? I've heard so many stories about the people who are on the on-again, off-again relationship. How many times have you been on again and off again, and why? Why does this keep happening? Why is it like a light switch? You turn it on and off, on and off.
Okay, how many times have you broken up?
Do you have a code word with your friends? What is the code word? How often do you use the code word? Like, code word, call me, and,
In other words, if you're out somewhere and you need help in a conversation.
Hey, let's leave. What's your code word?
Okay.
Oh, am I knowing that? I also, and that could even go to the extent of, like, how often do you have to back your friends up? Like, how many times have you been like, oh, yeah, my friend was with me. Even though they weren't, what I'm saying? So how many times are you constantly there for your friends? What's the code word? And then the last question I have, what's something that you did that was so awesome, but you're too uncomfortable to brag on yourself?
Oh, huh.
You know, like you did something really cool, but you don't want to be the guy to go around saying it. You don't want to be the woman to be like, oh, guess what I did?
Okay, I like those.
So it's a judgment-free zone. You can call and we'll brag about you here on the radio.
What's something that you loved that you did, but you don't brag about it? That was question number three. Question number two is, when did you back up your friend, and what's your safe word at a bar?
Yep.
And also, like, when did you lie to your friend's partner?
Yeah.
To keep them from getting in trouble. I like that.
And then question number one, how many times have you and your partner broke up? On again, off again. What's going on there?
All right, Roy's random questions. We need answers.
The Manny Roy. This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
So we're asking a couple questions. Here it's called Roy's Random Questions. How many times have you and your significant other broken up?
We're still looking for someone to call and tell us the most times that you and your partner have broken up. We don't have anybody on hold for that, Roy.
Do you have a code word with your friends? Like, do you like have to constantly look out for them? And then also, what is something you did that was awesome and you feel too uncomfortable to brag about it? We will brag for you.
I think that question has gotten people weirded out too, because they're not even calling us to tell us.
Right.
So, like, hey, I did something really, really good, but I'm literally not telling anybody, including you guys.
Like, did you leave a $20 tip?
Yeah, we would love to
brag about it.
We'll brag about it if you feel too humble to brag. 704-570-9595. How many times have you broken up with your partner? And what did you do that makes you feel good, but you don't really like to talk about it? This is Austin, Roy.
Hey, Austin.
Hey, what's up?
All right, which one of Roy's random questions are you calling about, Austin?
The one where we have a code word my friend.
All right, so what is that code word?
So we live in the same apartment complex, so he'll text me kind of if he's on a bad first date or something like that. He'll text me he needs to borrow something in the kitchen, like a spoon or sugar or something like that. And more times than not, it's about a bad first date, but he'll tell me when he's on a first date so I don't actually bring him sugar or milk or whatever.
You just break up the moment.
Yeah, I break up the moment. I get him out of that situation, whether it's I'm married with a kid, so whether it's the wife kicked me out and I need a place to stay, or Or one time I had my wife go over there because, you know, we're all friends. So I had my wife go over there with our child and act like he was the baby daddy.
Whoa.
His night. It was that one we had to go to extreme measures.
Oh my gosh.
Extreme measures, do you think? How, what, who's he dating?
What? Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, these girls, I only meet them for like 5 seconds before they're out the door.
I mean, yeah, Roy's right. Like, for you to take the extreme measure of sending your wife over to act like that baby is his baby to get him out of a bad date, dude, that must not be going well at all. I mean, that's horrible.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, that's hilarious. Did that woman leave right away?
Well, no, she wanted to console him.
Oh, no.
And it backfired.
He's like, you know what? I got to find some way to not only get her to leave, but get her to never come back. He did something that makes her be like, oh, you poor thing.
I'm not leaving you. I refuse to leave you in this time of need. No, I need to be alone.
My wife had to, like, get into a fight with him, like, because they're on the same page, you know?
Sure, right.
So, like, like they tried everything they could just to get this woman out the door just because she wasn't what he thought she was. I don't know, man. But,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's just what, you know.
That is so funny. Oh, my God. Thank you, Austin. Thanks for coming on with us. Using his kid.
Let's talk with Alex and Charlotte. Welcome to Roy's Random Questions. Which question do you want to answer?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, man.
So I'm calling about how many times my significant other broke up with me.
Yeah.
When we first started dating. So there's a backstory to it. I met her. We were working at a Italian restaurant. I was still in high school. She was in college. So she was like 3 years older than me. The girl of my dreams. Somehow I won her over. And, you know, so we're dating and it was probably about 6 or 7 times that she continued to break up with me. Every time, like, we would get, like, a little bit closer or the next step in the relationship. And at the end of it, I told her, I said, hey, if you're going to do this again to me, I'm done. Totally done. I'm not putting up with it anymore. So after that conversation, we've now been married for 5 years. And she never did it to me again. And happily, we have a daughter. It was finally she realized what she had.
So when you would break up, was it over like a stupid fight and then she'd be like, no, you know what, we're through. And that's how she would end the fight?
It would really be her. And it would always be like, well, I just turned 21 and you're still 17 or you're 18.
Oh.
We had that weird age difference, which it doesn't matter now.
Sure.
But back then, it was, you know, it was a big thing.
It mattered back then, too. And it matters now as well, yeah. I mean, the age is the
age.
I know. I can't date you. Why? Because I'm 26 and you're 16.
You're a minor.
All right.
We weren't that far apart.
I gotcha.
It was funny.
I gotcha. Thanks, Alex.
Thanks, guys.
Have a great day. Text message came in that said, me and my fiance broken up 5 times total. More so it happened at the beginning of our relationship, but we've been together for 11 years. Then we got a text message from someone else, 704, that says that they have been married and divorced to the same person twice.
I find that so interesting. The on again, off again, the divorce, if I go through the headache of divorcing you, I ain't getting back with you. Well, we done. Well, we are done.
And then someone even gave you the code word, Roy, because one of your questions was, what code word do you have? Do you have a code word? And they said it's left turn.
Left turn.
If they say left turn, that means they need help.
That's a horrible code word. How do you even fit that into a sentence? You're at the bar and you're like,
left turn.
Hey, you want to order the left turn?
Oh my God, I got to spring into action.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Let's jump over to line 7 and say hi to
Jennifer and Inman. Thank you so much. You were one of the people that text the show, and we want you to hop on and tell us what you've done.
I pay for people's food, whether it be in the drive-thru or inside the restaurant or sometimes in the grocery store. I'll pay for their groceries.
I love that. You know, for Roy's Random Questions, one of the questions was, what's something that you did that was awesome, but you feel too uncomfortable about bragging about it? And that is such a good thing to do. You should brag about it. I love that.
I like to be discreet about it. I don't want to make them feel bad or anything, but...
So when you pay for something, like at a restaurant, do you send over a little note or the server just says, hey, your meal has been paid for, and they don't even point to you? Like, you don't even want the credit.
I send a little note, and I don't want them to tell who did it.
You're a much bigger person than me. I'd be like, I'm going to stand here in this bright yellow vest, and you, as the server, go tell them that I paid their meal. And when you do, I will hold up these two red flags and wave it that I was the one.
Like, how you doing?
I want full credit.
That's funny.
Yeah. Well, you're amazing. When was the last time you did it?
Probably last week. I paid for a guy stood behind me in line at Bojangles, actually.
Have you ever, Jennifer said, you know what, tell me how much the person is behind me and I'll pay for theirs, and then it was a huge number, and you were like, no, I ain't going to pay for that.
Well, yeah, no. I volunteered to pay for the car in front of me, so they already had, I told them at the speaker, and they already had their food, and I got up there, and it was like almost $60. I was like, oh, shoot, I should have asked first.
Yeah. You don't want to do that.
We need more Jennifers in our lives. Thank you, Jennifer, for doing that. And thanks for hitting us up and telling us about it, okay?
Oh, you're welcome. And one more thing. My code word for my family when we want to get out of a situation is pineapple.
Pineapple. It's a great word.
I know. The left turn was a little weird. We had that code word we heard a little while ago.
I can fit pineapple into just about anything.
Yeah. So if my kids are in any situation and they need to get out, they can call or text me pineapple, and there's no questions asked. It's a safe word, and they can get out of trouble.
Perfect.
Thanks, Jennifer. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. I love you, too.
I think people should be bragging about themselves. You know, that's how we make this world a better place. Talk about what you're doing. Maybe that will inspire someone else to do one act of kindness.
Be more positive and listen to more.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
MRL. This is Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
I am so proud of our producer, Nicole, Roy.
Like I'm a little kid.
I'm kind of. What'd you kind do? Of are. You're the youngest sister of the show.
Thanks.
I walked in this morning and I noticed that one tire on her car was different than the other three.
Uh-huh.
So you had a flat, right, Nicole?
Did I have a flat? Yeah, I had a flat.
Either that or someone stole your hubcap on your back right tire.
I have a donut on my car. It's literally like it's a third, not even, of the size of the other tires.
I couldn't tell it was a donut from my angle. But
I can't go over 50 miles per hour, and I live 5 miles away from here, and I have to go on the highway, and there's multiple people on the highway, so here I am with my hazards on, just apologizing to everybody who goes by me, because I have to be on the left lane, because the way it merges, I have to get on the other highway.
People were out waving at Nicole as she was driving down the street. They thought she was in a parade. She was driving so slow.
I mean, do you really have to follow that 50-mile-per-hour rule? Is that a big deal?
I mean, if you see the size of my tire, it's less, the width of it is smaller than my hand.
It's a legit donut.
It's a legit donut.
It's like a bike tire.
If you know those pool toys, those little floats, that is what it looks like.
Did you put the tire on yourself?
Well, no.
Well, this is where I get to my proud moment of Nicole. I'm very proud of her because she called AAA. And I said, did you call AAA or did Dad call AAA?
I called AAA.
Look at you.
Now, make no mistake, when it happened, I could hear, because I won't even get into why it happened, but it happened as soon as I got out of the car. So I was already at my apartment, so I wasn't like stranded or anything, but I could hear the air coming out of my tire.
Oh, that's the worst.
So I was there from when the tire was 100%
to the time it was 0%. And I saw the thing that got in my tire. So as soon as I got out of the car and I heard the air deflating, I did call my dad because I didn't know if there was like something that I could do to stop it or like if there was a patch or something.
Is dad always, does he always answer?
Yeah, always.
Yeah, yeah, he knows.
And like at, like little car ticks like that, I feel like that's just his goal.
Well, at least it was a, just a leak like that, not where it explodes while driving. I've had that before.
A blowout?
Blowout. Ooh. So dramatic.
Yeah, I've never
everything
had that.
Jerks to the right, loud noise. And then
of course you had a blowout.
Of course I did. And then I had to, because I don't have AAA, I had to change my tire on the side of the road, which was a whole thing, because my trunk is filled with crap. And so I had to take all my stuff out of my trunk to get to the donut. Looked like I had a yard sale on the damn side of the road.
People stopping by and making you offers.
It was so embarrassing when AAA did come, though, because I recently got a new cat litter box. And it was in my trunk. So when I opened up the trunk so he could get access to the spare, that to the donut, I won't even call it a spare, that's underneath my car. He just opens it up, and there's a huge cat litter box.
That's hilarious. So here's where I want to take the conversation, because Nicole did call Daddy, and that's what we want to hear from you. You know, it is the day after Father's Day, and on Friday we did the conversation with you guys. What is it that everyone in the family knows but Dad doesn't? Mm-hmm. Now to honor Dad's after Father's Day, we want to hear from you. I'm going to guess it's mostly going to be women, like daddy's girls, mm-hmm. who, if there's an issue with their car mechanically, an issue with their apartment or their home, they immediately call daddy. Oh, and by the way, you're all still like, I don't know, in your 20s, 30s, and maybe even 40s. But dad's that first call to come fix it for you.
704-570-9595.
Because I thought for sure that Nicole would have had dad call AAA.
Sure.
But she did the call.
Maybe it's his plan. He would know, you know?
Yeah, he just knows how to talk to them. I don't know.
He does pay for it.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So you're in. Go ahead, Roy.
Well, I was going to say for people to call the show.
Yeah.
704-570-9595 if your daddy still does something for you.
I was just reading a text message. Someone said, my dad is my first call for everything. Got him on speed dial.
Hey, I feel like I have to call my dad anytime I step into a Lowe's or a Home Depot. Like, what the hell's going on in here, and where do I need to go, and what do I need, and how come he's not here?
You're an adult, and daddy's the first call. This is Christine in Mount Holly. Roy?
Hi, Christine.
Morning.
Hi, so when'd you call dad?
Yeah, so on Saturday, I ran into my towel rack and have two sutures in my head. Called daddy, because he's an MD, which is my daddy, but also a medical doctor. He drove me to urgent care and was sat with me after his Saturday Father's Day golf game. I'm 40 years old.
And what'd you run into?
The towel rack.
The towel rack.
Out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you just hate that?
Yeah, those towel racks are dangerous when they jump off the wall like that.
I tell you what, that happened to me. It's crazy. But yes, yeah, so we had a wonderful Father's Day sharing my sutures and local anesthetic in my face.
Oh. And dad didn't hesitate for a minute to come help his 40-year-old baby girl.
Absolutely. He did almost an illegal U-turn. He's ready to be here.
Wow.
Every injury. Yep.
Wait, I have to ask, are you married?
I am not.
Okay. All right. Because it would be even funnier like if you were like, dad's still the first call and my husband was out golfing. Yeah. I didn't call him.
My husband Dave would ruin it, so let's just leave him alone.
Yeah.
He'd make it work.
That's probably why I'm not married. There you go.
Yeah, maybe you should find someone else to be your first call if you want to get into a relationship, Christine.
You guys work on that for me. I think that would be great. Thank you so much.
See you, Christine. Love you. Bye.
All right, this is Becky in Lexington. Hey, Becky.
Hey.
So you still calling dad for things, huh?
He actually passed away last February. And this would be my first Father's Day without him.
Oh, no.
Well, here on our call screen, it says you always call dad for every question.
I did.
Gotcha.
All the time, no matter what. And I wish I could have called him yesterday because we were moving in the washer and dryer, and my old my husband actually fell through the floor.
Roy, you've done that.
I'm not good with stuff like that, so I figured I would. I would have originally called Dad, but he wasn't there to call, so I had nobody to call.
So was the floor weak, or what happened there?
We were just changing out washer and dryers, and one of our floors is where the vent is. It's kind of old and broken,
yeah.
And he just stepped right through it.
There you go. I know all about that.
So you would have called Dad and said, Dad, my whatever your husband's name is through the floor, and I need your help.
It didn't matter what it was. He would have been there.
Yeah.
When I was in Colorado, he helped me. I botched a dinner. I was trying to impress him. By cooking, and mm-hmm. I messed it up. I burnt everything, and I had to call Dad. And Dad, what do I make? What do I use?
That's awesome. Well, he's watching over you, Becky. You know that.
I have a great guardian angel.
You sure do. Thanks for calling.
All right, let's talk with Amy in Mooresville. Hey, Amy.
Hey.
So this is about your sister.
It is. The rest of us in the family knew not to call Dad for anything. But she called him for a lot of things, and she came, we were all at our parents' house, and she came down and was telling my dad that she had brake problems. Well, lo and behold, later on that night, after he worked on my sister's brakes, he told my mom that he glued the calipers to her brakes back on, and that he felt kind of bad that he might need to call her and let her know.
Oh my God, he glued them?
Yes, because my dad was a cheapskate. Any way he could save money. And my mom was horrified because she drove like 30 miles home.
Oh, my gosh, with glued brakes.
Yeah, and everything he did, that's how he did. When you came to the house, you locked your car down so that he couldn't get in it to check the oil, to put anything in any hole.
That's so funny. Thanks, Amy. The only thing I can think of, Roy, is that he was out of duct tape, so you had to use glue.
Yeah, glue it. Elmer's, why not?
Last one, Candace on line 9.
It was actually, I just wanted to share this funny story. On my way to work yesterday morning, I was getting ready to get in the car and go to work, and my car would not crank. I turned it over, and it just was completely dead, so I panicked. The first thing I did was call my dad and, you know, say, I don't know what's wrong. Please help me.
Did you wish him a happy Father's Day before you hit him with the please help me?
Yeah, and the bad part is he was not feeling very well, so I wasn't going to wake him when I left, and I left the present on the counter. We were going to do a cookout and everything when I got home. And I was like, I'm so sorry. You know, I have to wake you up.
I have to wake you up. I need you to come fix my car. And then, by the way, I'm going to bring food. I hope you fix your own, you know, food for Father's Day.
That's awesome. All right. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening, okay?
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, Candace. I wouldn't call my dad because my dad doesn't handle anything that's out of the norm well.
Okay.
And he was a retired airline pilot.
I would imagine he is trained for emergencies.
Yeah.
He can handle
the airplane. But I tell you, the minute my dad got off that airplane, life was a wreck for him. Like, everything was great when he was on that airplane and in charge of that plane.
Well, but planes have manuals. Life does not.
Ooh, that is so true. My dad is a book guy. Needs to know by the book. Like, my dad is the type of guy that if I said, hey, Dad, I need your help, he'd say, first off, how much money can I throw at the problem?
Right.
I can't help you right now, but I can send a tow truck or buy AAA. You don't have AAA. You don't have the money for AAA. I'll buy it for you right now so you can do that, right? Or if like, he helped me put together a slide for Ruby for Christmas this past December,
mm-hmm.
and he's telling me, and this is a big one for my dad. I don't know if anybody else's dad does this move. He's telling me that it was manufactured wrong.
What?
It's manufactured wrong.
Well, okay.
Like, stuff that comes out of the box, like a slide, a plastic slide.
I mean, that does sometimes happen.
But barely. I mean, they make so many hundreds of thousands of them that there can't be a defective one every time something comes.
Yeah.
And my dad's going, they did it wrong, so what we need to do is drill our own holes.
Oh, no.
It's not send. Don't send it back.
No.
It's not good enough. We need to reinforce it. And like, look at the step on this plastic ladder for a one-year-old. Hey, look how wobbly it is. Let's get glue and glue it and make it even more sturdy. That's my dad's move.
It's everyone else's problem. I didn't do it wrong.
Right. Yeah, it was made wrong. Okay, Dad. and then he gets himself into more trouble because he tries to fix a problem that wasn't even there to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So now we drilled holes into the thing, which we didn't do, but just saying if we did, and now the step won't fit. Now it's ruined altogether. That was my dad's life growing up. Happy Father's Day, Dad. Love you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
We just posted a really funny picture on our Insta stories. Go check it out. Something Roy did this morning that made him say, hey, it was a rough morning.
It's been a rough day, Manny.
A rough day? You didn't have a flat tire like producer Nicole.
I woke up. And I went to go get socks, and it's just a hodgepodge of
socks.
Of socks.
You don't have any pairs.
I don't have any pairs. And so since Sterling and I are both guys, and for some odd reason, his dress socks was with my socks, and I was going through nothing but dress socks. I'm like, I can't wear those to work. So I grabbed two different socks.
Oh, so you did that knowingly.
Yeah, yeah, I did that knowingly.
Nicole and I thought you did it by accident.
No, I did it knowingly. I was like, you know what, screw it. Screw it. I'm just going to grab two different socks and just rock it.
Well, what's so funny is not because like one's a different color. It's that one's a high sock and the other one's a low sock. And there's no hiding the high sock.
No, I don't care. I don't care, man. You know my shoes. I got these shoes that has holes in them.
I
walked these shoes until you can't walk them anymore. And then I found out. There are these Pharrell shoes that are evidently you're not supposed to abuse like I do. Now they're like mowing shoes for me.
Roy mows in Jordans. Oh, that's so funny. You know what else is funny? Is if you think about it, it's going to be funny to see how TV shows and movies move forward here with production during COVID-19 when it comes to an intimate love scene. Did you hear what The Bold and Beautiful is doing?
No,
they've changed actors in love scenes to blow up dolls.
No, they
swear. The head writer for the CBS soap, The Bold and the Beautiful, said the show will be using a blow up doll as a stand in for love scenes amid COVID-19. The show is resuming filming this month after shutting down after the coronavirus outbreak in March. And the soap's head writer and executive producer said measures are being taken to keep the cast and crew safe while making new episodes. When we were reviewing scripts, we started talking about all the romantic scenes. Obviously, a lot of soap operas are filled with all these romantic scenes. We put our heads together to try and figure out a way to make these scenes work without breaking the 8-foot distance rule. And we bought a doll to use as a corpse years ago. We posed it, and it was very convincing. It's a great doll. And we've been using her and her hair and makeup as a stand-in to match some of our leading ladies in love scenes.
You know what I imagine is that the traditional blow-up doll. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the bad one with the big mouth.
The big circle mouth. It's just like a bad wig. You can clearly tell it's a balloon.
Yeah.
Clearly
like
tell
like in the movie
balloon.
Airplane when they put the autopilot on and it blows up to be this novelty autopilot. It's like...
I mean, I don't know about that.
You've never seen the movie Airplane?
I know.
Come on, that's a famous movie.
No, I've never seen that.
The producer of The Bold and the Beautiful said that his show currently only has one blow-up doll, but producers might look into obtaining more artificial actors. Now, upon a little more research, our writers found out, too, Roy, that some TV production studios in California are also asking significant others to stand in for love scenes. And they would put wigs on their significant others to finish movies that are been put into production.
That's not a bad idea.
So.
Well, I am worried about the whole movie industry as a whole. Because you know, movie theaters are struggling. They're pushing movie releases. I ain't got nothing good to watch. So there's that. I wish things get back to normal.
I know. Well, we said movie theaters are going to open. We talked about this on Friday. July 17th-ish. To coincide with a couple of movies being released.
Okay.
So, 6-foot rule. I went to a restaurant on Saturday for lunch, and all the tables that had blue chairs were X'd off with, like, tape and stuff. And, of course, I couldn't get over the fact that I was like, you guys didn't really put much thought into this. You just X'd out every blue chair table because there's blue chairs and red chairs. Like, the material on the table on the chairs were either blue or red.
Okay.
So all the reds you could sit at, all the blues you couldn't.
So they
keep people 6 feet away from each other.
Different types of colored chairs to help with
I think they had the chairs before COVID. And I said, geez, it was easy for you to figure out how to do this. So you just cover all the blue chairs.
Yeah. Okay.
I should have kept that story off the air.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Missed anything today, including our chat with Loren. She joined us for two segments in the 7 o'clock hour. Hashed out a couple things.
You had some drama, as usual. nothing out of the norm with us being upset with each other. But you can listen to that with the MRL On Demand podcast.
My parents, I got my dad an Alexa for Father's Day. And I went over there yesterday to set it up. And I said, Alexa, enable the Kiss 95.1 skill. And with that, you pop up and go, hey.
Oh, do I really?
It's Roy from the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
That's
and then
funny.
Loren goes, thanks so much for listening to our podcast on Alexa. And then I go, here's three options for you to choose from.
That's pretty cool.
War of the Roses, live stream, and you can listen to the MRL show on demand anytime you want.
That's great.
Yep.
You know, I got the Google, and I feel so outnumbered with the Google Home. Everyone's got Alexa. And I don't know why. I don't like her. I like Google better.
What does Google sound like? That you like?
Like her. It's just I like that better. Like, hey, Google, do this.
You just like saying that.
Yeah, I like that.
So that's how you don't, she doesn't have a name like Alexa does. Okay.
There's no Google. Weird name to it. I'm like, okay. Hey, Google, tell me this.
Gotcha. Yeah, VHS back in the day, there was something called Betamax before that. And you could go either way. You can get a Betamax player or a VHS player. Do you know why VHS won out?
Why?
Because that's where the porn industry went. I swear to God, I saw it on a special. They released all their movies on VHS.
So everybody just went that route.
Everybody went that route, and it blew up. Betamax like went out of business.
Well, so now I know what I need to do to get Google back in the popularity. But everyone I know has the Alexa. I'm like, yeah, but the Google's so much cooler looking. It's better designed. No one cares.
Yeah, I don't know. And you're also an Apple person, and I think a lot of the Apple people go Alexa. How about that?
Probably, because Google's an Android thing.
Yep. So you're an anomaly, bro.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, 7 a.m., make sure you're listening. We've got one of those awkward asks, Roy. This one has to do with siblings, though. And it actually is kind of serious, so we'll find out how it goes. We're going to help someone ask an awkward question to an older sibling. 7 a.m., Tuesday morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.